Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Kipnis trying to keep the Cubs alive. Two down, last of the ninth inning. 2-0 Miami. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over, and the Cubs season comes to an end. The Miami Marlins start to celebrate as they will advance to the National League Division Series, and the Cubs season for 2020 is now in the history books.
This season in general is unique if you look around the league, and we just never really got going. You know, I never thought we really hit our stride offensively. We had some spurts there for a moment. These guys will go into the offseason and work and try to be better going into next year, but just felt like we could never really get going this year.
Our offense broke.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You heard a lot there. You heard the great Pat Hughes and the end of the game and the Jason Kipnis experiment. Is that over? And then you heard obviously from David Ross and an old clip from Theo. And Theo is presumably going to speak today. I don't know if that is locked in stone, but the thinking is that we will hear from Theo Epstein, and he's meeting with Tom Ricketts, we know, later in the week. What's going to happen?
Is he unemployed now?
What
no,
happens
he's not
to the
yet.
Cubs? Yeah.
Well, it's a good question. The Cubs offense is still broken. The question now becomes, how do they fix it? And I think more importantly, looking forward, who is the person who's going to be in charge of fixing it? I think when you talk about the highest levels, and there was a credible report, NBC Sports Chicago, that Theo and Ricketts were going to meet this week. I think that's not unexpected. That typically happens at the end of the season. But obviously, you got a lot of attention. So you talk to people, and I spoke to a lot of people, a few people around the team, Mully. And I think, you know, Theo has been pretty open about when he came 10 years. And it's going to be next year is his 10th. He came here in 2011. His contract runs through 2021. So I do know this. Tom Ricketts understands that Theo Epstein has aspirations to do something else after 2021 at the latest. We do know that the way this season ended may or may not have accelerated those plans, but I think that's probably premature to say that. That's probably part of what they're going to discuss, the meeting that's always been planned. The Cubs would be willing to offer Theo Epstein a contract extension. They're not sure. Actually, they are pretty sure that he won't accept it, that it is the 10 years. And he meant that when he said it. He said it for a reason. And so even if they're willing to keep him, he doesn't really want to stay. Now it becomes, when does he leave? He's privately, I think, referenced a lot of times moving on, the end of his tenure nearing. Jed Hoyer is probably going to be the likely successor. I don't know when that will be announced. I don't know if it will be announced, but I think that is what we're looking at here. That's what the Cubs expect to happen. And so no one should be surprised that it becomes a matter of when, not necessarily if. And it will be a sad day for the Cubs when Theo Epstein leaves town, but I think we're getting closer to that day.
Well, I think that when you hear about him meeting with Tom Ricketts, it isn't just the usual sort of kind of normal course of action. There's almost an anxiety connected to that, a disquietude, an uneasiness, if you will, when you're hearing that sort of thing, for the reasons you mentioned, that you don't know what's going to happen this week. You don't know what's going to come of it. You don't know if we're going to find out that there's a plan of secession. We don't know if he's leaving. Nobody seems to have any great understanding of what's in Theo's mind. And I think that more than anything else is what gives you that anxiety, because look at this thing, right? There are some really important decisions to be made. I know Javi right. Baez has come out and talked about wanting to be with the Cubs, you know, Cub for life, Anthony Rizzo. I know that we've heard, well, I'm not trying to be a wise guy, I'm just saying. But isn't like that what Javi that basically yes. said? He echoed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He Cub did. For life. You know, I think people are being really sensitive and respectful of Theo Epstein's space. It's always been very clear that he is his own guy, and he has earned the right to, you know, make the decision on his terms and any announcement that he has to make in on his time and his watch. But you're exactly right. The future of the Cubs kind of hangs in the balance over the next several months. It's going to be a fascinating offseason because of what you described. You know, Javi wanting to stay here for life. You've got him and Chris Bryant at the end of their contracts in 2021. Anthony Rizzo with a big option. The team, you know, doesn't necessarily, his future is a little bit more in doubt. But Mully, the big thing hanging over this entire story is the future of baseball economically, and how the Ricketts family and Tom Ricketts respond to that. And I think that, as much as anything, could be what we're looking at in terms of some real dramatic changes with the Cubs if the model is very different than what we're used to seeing with a team that's not afraid to go, you know, close to the luxury tax and over and spend the way they have spent. I think those days for the Cubs and every other big spender might be past.
Well, maybe that's the conversation that Theo needs to have before he makes a decision on what he's doing. I think right. that now I think he probably knows. I think there are certainly indicators that is the case, David, that the payroll's going down and you got all these contracts up. We'll come up with another plan. And I would imagine that given the number of guys that are coming to a conclusion here, one way or another, whether it be extension or departure, I think that you've got to look at their trade value in the moment. And it would not surprise me if they ended up going into next year almost intact, and then you try to make moves in season. Because right. I don't know what you're getting for these guys right now, right? Expiring contracts are going to affect how much value they have
coupled with the play. I mean, you can't, you know, now the back of the baseball cards has some nasty numbers on it, right? And I think that we can all afford people a break over everything that's happened during the course of this season. But when Theo came here, he talked about free agency and about paying guys for what the projection is in the future, not what they've done in the past. And I think that is going to be an industry-wide initiative. And I think people, there's not going to be the same amount of money that has been thrown around. And I think that people are going to be more suspect in some of these players, given the performance of this season.
Great point. It's something worth remembering. And it's also something worth pointing out is that I need to add this. You know, if Theo decides that he wants to move on from the Cubs, and it's sooner rather than later, and whatever happened this season accelerated that process, you know, the Cubs are, the way I understand it, not going to stand in his way. And provided it's not to go off and run another baseball team, if you know what I mean. I mean, they're not going to let him go to, hypothetically speaking, the Angels or the Phillies or another team that can get in the Cubs' way of getting to the World Series. But I don't believe, the way I understand it, as it was described to me, is that they wouldn't stand in his way if he wanted to do something outside of baseball or something in the game that doesn't put him in a competitive situation with the Cubs themselves. So that, as we know, opens up a lot of possibilities for a guy who has a wide array of interests and could do pretty much anything he wanted to do if he set his mind to it.
What about the White Sox? How do they fit into this? Obviously, they're not going to have any meetings with the hierarchy in terms of, I wouldn't expect that anybody would actually be in trouble over anything that happened this year. In fact, I think they'll probably take everything that happened as sort of a positive. And
right.
But I do wonder about their spending and about how they go about it.
I think when you started talking about spending, obviously it was in the context of the Cubs and Theo and the Ricketts, but I thought White Sox, because for them to take that next step, as we've discussed, Mully, it's almost, you know, you look at the free agent class and you talk about the need for a pitcher and you put two and two together. And I do wonder, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf was quoted during the season talking about the losses that they'll, you know, suffer. Are they willing to pivot now with this uncertain baseball economic model and spend what is necessary to get the free agent they need to put them over the top? That to me is the question that looms the biggest, because personnel wise, there's a lot to get excited about if you're a White Sox fan. But will they spend to get the veteran pitcher they need to put them over the top?
All right, it's Victory Monday. It's Victory Monday because we're still winners regardless of what the Bears do. Okay, you're not dragging us down. We're all winners, everyone here. We're winners, David.
And I know.
We'll
I love you, man.
We don't have turds on this team.
No turds.
But we do have Dan Bernstein on our team, and we'll talk to him next.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window, and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The queen of spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in the Mully and Hall Morning Bubble.
Chicago's safest sports talk to start your day.
Mully and Hall, first to deliver the day's sports stories.
I enjoy listening. The interplay between the two of you is really entertaining and informative.
Incredible Chicago sports guests. And, of course, lots of fun.
Wow, 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 sweet child of mine.
End the story.
Mully and Hall, the voice of Chicago sports. Mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. Our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
He turned a corner.
And that was hilarious. We should have talked about that earlier. Our thanks to Kevin Zipak. He is our maven of sound.
The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
And